Hello, welcome to Something Different Podcast. I am your host, Brenda LaStella, and today's topic is bitter indifference. So it's been very hot here in Southeast Florida for the middle of May. It's usually not quite this intense heat index until like late June, early July. And as I am recording right now, the heat buildup over the Everglades has built up a storm and is now moving in my direction. So if you hear that in the background, you know why. Today's scripture that I am going to be reading from is Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 22. And Jesus is giving this in this word to the Apostle John. And this is what the Apostle John heard from Jesus and he wrote down, which is, write this letter to the angel of the church in Laodicea. This is the message from the one who is the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's new creation. I know all the things you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other. But since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich. I have everything I want. I don't need a thing. And you don't realize that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. So I advise you to buy gold from me, gold that has been purified by fire. Then you will be rich. Also buy white garments from me, so you will not be ashamed by your nakedness, and anointment for your eyes, so you will be able to see. I correct and discipline everyone I love, so be diligent to turn from your indifference. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in, and we will share a meal together as friends. Those who are victorious will sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. So let's go back to the hot and cold and lukewarm. So the people in Laodicea would have understood what Jesus was referring to. He's saying that he was actually referring to being able to drink from. He's saying that because you have not come and gotten what you need from me, I can't pull what I need from you and drink of you. There is nothing that you are offering up to me that I can receive. It is like lukewarm water. The spring in Laodicea that these people would be drinking from was known that if it was lukewarm, it was bitter tasting. And that's what Jesus is saying, is you are bitter tasting. You're not hot or cold. You are not refreshing or warm enough to steep something in so that it can, you know, ease my stomach, or it's in be healing, nor is it refreshing like cold water. So he's saying this, you're in indifference, because he goes on to say that if I wish you were hot or cold, because if you were one or the other, then I would know that you care. But when you're lukewarm, you're indifferent. When I was growing up, I would hear when this verse was talked about, especially when I was in like junior high and high school, I remember this verse being spoken about a lot. And a lot of times they would talk about, you know, you can't be a mediocre Christian. You're either on fire for God or you're not. Now, but that's, I'm thinking, wait a minute, it kind of missed. It because they kind of stopped at and interpreted instead of taking the whole understanding of the scripture. And now I'm like going, oh, wow, it's turned from your indifference. And what's so crazy is that all growing up for me, I was around a lot of indifference, just don't care. And I think that apathy is one of the worst things that a Christian can hold within its heart, because no, you are not hot or cold. You're not caring about anything other than just maintaining what you have. Indifference looks like, indifference is giving your tithe, not because you care so much about reaching the hearts of people, but you care more about that tax write-off that you get for your charitable contributions. You don't care so much about the people who are truly lost and hurting and broken and even being persecuted. You're more concerned about, again, how can I just contribute and get a tax write-off? Everything comes down to, I'm rich, I'll give you the money, but so long as I have, there's a benefit to me. I don't really care about these people. Indifference. Indifference can also look something a little more subtle. So I'm going to talk about how we are in relationship, because really that's what Jesus is saying. You're indifferent in your relationship with me. You haven't bought what is of treasure. And so I'm going to say to you, depart from me. I never knew you. When you show me what you, oh, look, we've done these things in your name. It's no different. He's talking to this church in the same way that he was saying to others that I will say to you, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You were only doing it for your own self, for your own selfish reasons, for your own pride, for your own status. You weren't, as it says in Matthew, you weren't concerned about disowning yourself from your sin nature, or you weren't concerned about your repentance. You were trying to live out the rules and regulations of the law, and you did not get to know me. You did not listen to my spirit give you divine revelation so that you could walk by faith, take up your cross, follow him, and live out your life the same way Jesus did, in a humble adoration for our Creator. And so that's what he's saying here is, you know, I've been trying to discipline you, yet you've resisted. I've been trying to get you to know me so that you can reflect me and put away your sin nature, and you've been covering it up. You've been covering up your sin nature. And so here's a little bit more subtle indifference. Because as God was speaking this to me, I was meditating on it for a few days, I ended up having a very, I was indifferent towards somebody unwittingly. I did not consciously choose to be indifferent, but indifference is ingrained in me in a different way. Which it's not like I'm indifferent and I'm just looking to, you know, build my own treasure and build up my own 401k and retirement plan and my house, and I've got all these earthly security, and I have, and which would be no security in the one who paid for my life, who bought me through with his life. So, but What I did discover that God pointed out to me is that I can be indifferent to affirmation. And then he started to open up to me how I do this and why I can be indifferent to affirmation. So recently somebody complimented how I braided my hair. And instead of saying thank you, I bypassed the compliment and the affirmation with, I needed to wash my hair and I didn't have time, so I just did this, as if it was nothing. And to be honest, the way I had it braided, most people would probably have a difficult time braiding their hair, their own hair. I've always done my own hair. I find it easy to work my own hair for myself. But I kind of overlooked the fact that that's not really easy for everybody else. And that's what she was complimenting. Like, I could never do that. In fact, that's what she said to me. She's like, I could never do that. And I'm like, I kind of just brushed it off. The next morning, I washed my hair and then saw this same person again, and she complimented my curls and how nice the curls are, which I dismissed again, showed indifference by saying, well, I just perm my hair and, I've learned how to, get my curls to look just right, but it's just a perm, as if it doesn't really matter that she complimented me. I never said thank you. I still am waiting to tell her because haven't seen her since that second time when I just overlooked and was indifferent to her affirmation. And I can't wait to tell her, but to go to her and say, I'm sorry that I was indifferent to her affirmation. I can't even begin to imagine what kind of thing might be going on in the subconscious, in the recesses of her mind, that she's probably never let it come to the surface. But how we interact with one another really matters. And if we're indifferent, then people are going to start to respond with indifference. And, maybe she'll never affirm me ever again, or, think that it's important to say anything positive to Brenda because she's always indifferent to everything I say. And that's what he's saying in verse 22 in Revelation chapter 3. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying. I can't sit in indifference. I gotta really be attentive. What are you trying to say? And he can use something so insignificant that subtle. I should not use the word, and I'm not going to say insignificant. He can use something very subtle to attune our ear to what he's trying to say to us, which is maybe he's trying to tell me, Brenda, you keep bypassing my affirmation of you. You keep saying that you want to feel fully aware and alive, knowing that you're treasured by me, and yet you bypass the affirmation of a subtle affirmation from another person that is created in my image, and you are there for that relationship. So don't bypass that relationship. So I can't wait to apologize for bypassing. However, I've been able to share this story, even though I haven't been able to actually express this to this person. And what's so beautiful is that I'm putting away, and I've been sharing this other part of the story where when I was growing up, it was very obvious from the adults around me, parents, grandparents, that they pushed aside, like, do not affirm Brenda. We don't, and the reason was, don't compliment that. She might become prideful. And I remember hearing this. So now in my young mind, it's wrong to accept compliments. It's wrong to accept affirmation. Affirmation will make me prideful. Well, that's actually a prideful stance. If I don't accept, it's like, well, who do you think you are? To be so indifferent, as if, does that make you better than everybody else to stand and go, no, I do not receive that affirmation. And when the truth is, more than anything, our souls are in our hearts and our minds are longing for affirmation from the one who created us, and to push aside affirmation and to not be affirmed in our faith in Christ as sons and daughters of the living God, we're separated. We're living separated. And so Jesus is trying to say, you can't say, Lord, Lord, and then have this indifference and separated from me giving you affirmation that you are my child. So you're sitting in indifference, and now you're bitter because how many Christians do you know? They're bitter. They feel overlooked by God, even though they have everything they need on this earth, because they didn't buy the treasure. They didn't hold on to the treasure, the free treasure of being known, because you are no longer separated, because Jesus paid so that you would no longer be separated from the Father, who says, you are mine. You are affirmed as my child through your faith in Christ. I hope that if you have been feeling bitter or indifferent, or something that I said triggered something, oh, maybe I'm living in that indifference, I pray that you will humble yourself, just as God has shown me to humble myself. Maybe you have bypassed the affirmation from God. When he's saying, you're my child, I love you. And you keep saying, but I'm not perfect enough yet. Wait until I make myself perfect. And he's going, how can you perfect yourself? I created you. I formed you in your mother's womb. You did not create yourself. Only your creator can affirm who he creates. And he did that with very good when he created us. He said, complete goodness, complete and good, because I created you. And you keep trying to perfect yourself. And he's going to say, I can't accept that. Because you cannot perfect yourself. You have to let go of self in order to find who you are in me. And I pray that you will today ask God to help you align with that truth that you are his, to be affirmed in him, so that you don't sit indifferent. And then you can affirm other people. You can give them affirmation, and those who are struggling to know that they are sons and daughters, that you can give them that affirmation in the same way. Don't resist. It's really just us not resisting and knowing that we are, when we put on the garment of his grace and the clothing of his righteousness through faith, that we are affirmed and we stand affirmed. I am your host, Brenda LaStella. This has been Something Different. I have upcoming somatic workshops coming up. So I invite you to follow my link to Linktree. There are several different links in there that you can sign up for one of my workshops. Or if you would like spiritual life coaching, you can sign up there. There is financial assistance for those who cannot afford to pay for coaching or therapy. I really want to help people. And so if you need help, there's a form there when you go to sign up that you can fill out for help. Awesome. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I look forward to sharing more with you soon. Thank you for listening, and be blessed. Bye.